JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep-in Sunday morning.
A lie-in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Oh, g'day, Pat.
Ah, hello, Bluey.
Oh, you are a card-carrying idiot. I think we need to get the entire Rush Hour team into the studio, by the way, and I need to remind you all of who's the boss in this business.
Oh, look out, Rabsy. Also today we have my magnificent hump day quiz. One of the contestants might be still talking.
Plus, we give one listener a chance to win 10 grand with Guernsey cash.
Yes.
But up next, two superstars of football and Triple M royalty as well. The Chief, Jason Dunstall, and the Bristle. Thank you, Brian. Brian Taylor joins us after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good.
JB, how would you describe these next two guests?
Royalty.
Where?
That's who we have in the box. Triple M royalty. When you go back through the annals of Triple M football,
Sam's back
these
here.
Two, Bristle and the Chief,
yes.
Almost from day dot and have put the framework around
yes.
why we are so loved. Welcome to you both.
Making it sound like we're on our frame.
So you are. You're, at the two of you. You're looking settled and relaxed.
I'm waiting for the whack, Brian, because
yes.
it's far too kind an introduction.
How long have you boys been at Triple M?
Couldn't tell. I can't remember last week, Bill, let alone how many years.
Well, I started in early 2000s. You were both well and truly established then. So
yeah, we often wondered how you entered our world.
How did he?
Chief didn't make it easy.
Weaseled in and then took over.
Just extraordinary.
A cricketer.
There were many back room
discussions.
Chats going on about this guy, Brayshaw yes. from Adelaide, who didn't have a great football pedigree. Let's face it, you know, kicked 5 goals with Claremont Reserve once.
Nine.
And that was it.
And never missed any either, Chief. I want to talk to you about this, actually. And Harry Mackay, and what a brilliant job with that set shot late in that game to work his way through everything that was probably going on in his head and still kick it. So that was absolutely superb. You were one of the great goal kickers of all time, Chief. Did you ever have a period where you had the yips?
Plenty.
And what did you do?
You just have more shots on the training track.
Really?
Until you groove your routine down pat and you feel confident about it. So I was thrilled to see Harry Mackay do what he did. But I mean, the flip side is chances that Brisbane had in that third quarter, and Charlie Caron missed one from point blank directly in front. You've got to take your chances. Goal kicking wins and loses matches, and we see it each and every week. And I was really thrilled to see Harry, who's obviously copped plenty and he's worked hard on it, kick, 3-1. So 3 out of 4, 75%. You kick that, that's higher than anyone's ever kicked before if you could do that over your career. So thrilled to see him kick the one that counted too.
What about you, Brian? Did you have a period where you had the yips?
My whole career was yippy.
Don't bring false modesty into this conversation.
Despite going in the high 60s, but it was a bit yippy. No, look, I don't know. People are saying he's changed his routine and all that. I couldn't tell you. I look at it and go, has he?
I'll tell you what worried me, Brian. We were watching the last week of practice games and I saw Charlie Curnow kick one almost directly in front, but just a metre to the right of the right-hand goalpost as he's facing it, kicked the left foot round the corner from there, kicked it, but got it, and then Guelphy in his game, Matt Guelphy, kicked a banana from the same spot and missed it. And I'm thinking, that's the last practice round before you actually play. So these are the things they are rehearsing and practising and want to put into play. Is the drop punt dead?
From the angle it is.
But they're doing it from almost directly in front now when they're close.
It is. I reckon 45 degrees to the boundary line is probably dead. It's certainly around the corner. As you say, there's a couple in the competition that are going around the corner from directly in front, but it's becoming more prevalent, isn't it?
And it's okay as long as they kick them.
That's
the moment they miss one, you just want to jump on them.
Do you ever have the little man on your shoulder saying you're going to miss, you're going to miss?
Not the one that Richo had, but
I have
drive by.
It was a different one.
But he
was
had
a bit
big
kinder.
He had a big one, didn't he? Because he would miss a lot.
I don't know. What do you think when you come in to kick goal? I don't think so. No, I think I made a mistake. If I come in and missed it, I made a mistake. What did I do wrong? The art of set shot goal kicking, as Chief would know, it is one of the things that is not taught by any of your junior coaches. You know why? Because they just don't know.
No, they don't.
And they haven't got time and they haven't got the skill because some of them are just mums and dads putting their hand up.
And then a lot of people, Brian, tell them you've got to have a routine.
Yeah.
But they don't tell them what the routine is or what the basic fundamentals of the routine should be.
So it's not even at TAC Cup under 18 level, Bill. It's not really, they really haven't got time to teach it at that level either because only got the kids for a few hours a week. So you don't get it until you get to the absolute elite level.
Which is too late.
It's too late.
Well, Chief, it's great to see you. We don't see you in these studios often enough.
I try to avoid you, blokes.
How many goals have been kicked in this room? Right here, right now.
How many? You would have done the math.
2,222.
Well, Chief kicked 1,200.
1,254. Brian only got 527.
Oh, well, he played for five.
How many did you get, Bill?
It's more than you. Talk yourself up like you're Peter Hudson.
Work it out per game, mate.
How many did you get?
441.
And you're saying only 500 plus for Brian?
No, but the way Brian carries on and kicked 100 and for Collingwood and all this.
I have never said I've kicked 100.
Oh, you tell that story every sporty. I'm sick of it.
Well, if you want to.
My brother-in-law.
How many
umpire,
did you win, Chief?
Three
years.
Yeah, how many did you win?
A bit embarrassing.
How many did you win?
2,200.
Another bloke's won. 4,
hang
5,
on,
6.
Else? Hang on. So 1,254, 527, 441.
Oh, I don't know how many I can. No,
look at him over there. What about if he played?
He'd put his head over the ball. 100%.
Imagine if he came down to 4-4 and you were the defender.
Imagine
big angry spud on him.
I'd just go,
Chief,
he wouldn't take it.
I think the words were stupid courage. I understand why. Chief, great to see you.
A pleasure.
Nice to see you, Brian.
Thank you, everybody.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Deny. Now it is time for this.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that for a second. And we got Tommy on the line from Ascot Vale. Hello, Tommy.
How are you, boys? Great show.
Good on you. Tommy, who do you barrack for?
The Blue Boys, Billy.
Ooh, big game for them, isn't it? Really big game.
Jimmy. Confident, yeah. Thomas?
Yeah, but you never know about the Tigers. They'll be hurting after last week, so we'll see how we go.
All right, how good are you with players and their numbers?
Yeah.
I'll let you know in around a minute, JB.
All right, well, let's get Rabbits to run the rules down for you.
Yes, Tom, so you have 30 seconds on the clock. JB will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. And if you get all 10 right, you win $10,000, and your time starts as soon as JB finishes reading out the first player.
Are you ready, dummy?
Yeah, let's go for it, boys.
All right, here we go. Tom Mitchell, Collingwood.
6.
Jai Newcombe, Hawthorn.
3.
Cozzy Pickett, Melbourne.
36.
Nick Blakey, Sydney.
22.
Nathan Eagleton, Western Bulldogs.
10.
Michael Long, Essendon.
13.
Jason Horn Francis, North Melbourne.
18.
Philip Matera, West Coast.
33.
Blake Akers, St Kilda.
Ooh, pass.
Oy, oh, jeez, Tommy. At about the 6 or 7 mark, you were looking like a winner.
Well, 7 out of 8 that he answered. Mm. He was on fire. The first 6, bang, 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 all correct. Jason Horn Francis at North Melbourne was number 6.
Yes.
Not 18.
And Blake Akers, number 8 at St Kilda and 40.
Yep.
All right. So, Tommy, yes, very good outing from you.
You were good, Tom.
Thanks, boys. What do you do?
That was a very good attempt from Tom. If you want to crack at 10 grand with Triple M's Guernsey Cash, be listening just before 5 p.m. every day this week. This is Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No pretend-year-old cultured here, numbnuts.
True Triple M fashion.
Yes, Jim.
When I get the feeling that there's been some backroom operating.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Skullduggery.
Skullduggery.
Mm. Yeah.
Double agenthood.
What?
We bring it up on air.
Yes.
Not behind anyone's back.
So why?
We bring it up on air.
Why have you called a lot of people into our little room here?
So I arrive here yesterday.
With your
I
red
go
hair.
From the driving range at Kingston Heath.
With
I
a
turn,
hat on.
I turn up here. Well, you normally wear a hat when you're playing golf, Bill.
Not
so I drive from there to here, and then I come in here, and I put my Zoom on because I've got a Friday night football Zoom.
Yes.
Into a talking footy Zoom.
Oh.
Right. Busy. So as I'm sitting.
It's a fun afternoon.
Yes.
As I'm
we
sitting.
Don't have to hear that crap.
Waiting for the Zoom to start.
With your cap on.
One of the people in the Zoom says to me, how do you put up with operating in a room that's that red?
What do you mean?
That's what I said. What are you talking about? Yeah. He said, all the lights and shit behind you. You might as well be operating from the sun. It's the reddest room I've ever seen. I said, why do you reckon that is?
Yes.
Busy?
Why?
Busy?
G'day, guys.
G'day, Busy.
Yeah.
Talk into the mic.
Oh, we've always had the red lights. That's not anything.
Busy. Never has the red light shone quite so brightly as it did when I turned up to this studio yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Busy. Busy. You either deal in truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Or we move you onto something in Aubrey.
At the hub.
Did
yes.
you or did you not amp the orange to red lights up in this studio yesterday to the point where they nearly exploded?
Hand on heart, this is the exact same setting we have every single day.
So yes is the answer.
No.
So then
no.
I said to the lovely man who was asking me about it, I said, this is what's commonly known as an ambush.
No.
These half-wits are going to bring on because Fat thinks it's funny.
No.
To say that he reckons actually brown-headed man's got red hair.
No.
So I said, that's what's coming.
I got a little bit of confidence.
It is a little bit funny.
Yes. I said, sucked in fat that I'm wearing a hat, so your joke's not going to work.
No.
So then the show starts.
You're hiding something.
So what I've got is confirmation from Beers.
No, he said
put it
no.
As
no,
red
no,
as deny, possible.
Deny.
Then we open up the show.
Yes.
And you rip out your 15 favourite references to red hair.
That Ramsey gave me.
I'm about to say,
don't put
which
me in it.
I know you're not smart enough to come up with.
And Hose
so
gave
I
me a couple.
So I straight at rabbits to yes. start with. He's yes. got ginger all over his own stupid beard.
And what else happened
or
to
then,
you?
Or then,
Hose pops
suddenly
out of
you pick
room.
Up your phone and you receive another text from?
Fanta. Me.
Rosemary.
Hose.
Calling you Fanta.
We go
I left
back,
off the pants.
We go back a long way.
Yes, we do.
So I would have thought you, of all people,
Jim.
Wouldn't be jumping into this skullduggery.
Well, when you are one, you can call over.
Let me tell you, where it all goes back to, last week when we were zooming into the Gabba.
Yes.
And that's where it all started. It looked like you had
no,
red hair.
No, it didn't. What it did was
did.
I sent the photo of me, and I'm going to go back to my man on my left here. I sent the photo of me from the Gabba.
Yes.
A selfie that had Jace behind.
Yes.
With normal coloured hair
no.
that then got put onto Instagram. Now, Biz,
what actually
I
happened?
Know you are, because I know your family well. I know you are, well, you should be a man of integrity.
He is.
Did you or did you not fiddle with the colour of the hair in that shot?
Well, Jim sent me the photo to try and clear his name, but he actually said, can you just dial it down a bit? I need more brown.
Oh, see? James, you've lost this one. And
Busy, I'm going to ask you one more time.
Anyway, guys, thanks for having me. It's been good to be in here.
He's got to
where
go.
Where honesty should prevail.
He's got to put up the next photo.
Look, he's just, he's exited the
he
room.
He has exited. He,
it's gone very quiet.
He's a guilty man.
But
he's
you know
just
what
down
happens when someone
off.
Gets like this? All testy and all that.
Who, James or Beersy?
No, no,
Beersy.
James.
Beersy was very testy.
That he actually lied.
Well, we keep it going because he doesn't like it. So that's what the great Australian characters, we just keep it going.
Great Australian characters. Great Australian what does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, so red and bluey.
Now you've run out of any bluey. Creativity.
District.
It's just stopped. You're just quoting shit from yesterday.
And Red Rooster I enjoyed
red,
as well.
Red Rooster.
Oh, so, Hose.
Yes.
As we finish
anyway,
in this kangaroo
just take
court,
it on the chin.
Why do I feel so guilty and I've done nothing?
No, that's right. That's what he does to it.
Did you just shame me?
I said shame on you. Because I don't expect any better from Beersy.
Gas.
He's a Collingwood bogan.
Lied.
I don't expect anything better from you.
No, no, I don't do
this. Because you're a Wow Castle tiny little buddy goldfish in a bowl.
No, I
and Rabs, you've proven to be a double agent too. But Hose, the one bastion of quality that I thought we had in this building was you.
Nah.
So, did you do anything to your hair? This is the last time.
Do you reckon if I had the colour hair I have got, that I would change it to be red?
Just yes
no.
or no.
What would you think? What would you think?
I wouldn't have thought you
no,
might have touched
you,
it.
No, no, therefore
those greys you might have got rid of.
Therefore I haven't. Anyway, so we've finally got to the bottom of it.
Anyway, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Simply Red. If you don't know me by now.
Yes. Jim, sing along.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
In the middle of a break, Bill will just go, oh, have a look at that.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, here he is. Yes!
Old hostess with the mostest.
And Tim.
Yes.
Ah, welcome back. Very good prize here. We have two magnificent contestants. They're up, they're about. The first one is Sammy from Geelong. G'day, Sammy.
Hey, Billy, how are you, Fat?
Oh, good, thank you. Good, thank you, Sammy. What do you do?
I'll take care of people like yourself, a childcare worker.
Oh,
yeah. The big kids.
The big kids. Who do you barrack for, Sammy?
Oh, Catters, come on.
Who's it been your favourite? Or who is?
It's got to be you, matey. Oh, it's got to be you.
He hasn't had the best of days.
He's not had the best of days.
I've got a photo of you with myself doing a handball competition years ago.
Yes.
And I've also got a photo of the great J-Man. So I sort of lay him on the roof at night. Can't decide which one I like the best.
Lay him on the roof.
Paulie's in Bendigo. Hello, Paulie.
Paulie.
How you going, boys?
Good, Paulie. What do you do, mate?
Just a labourer, mate.
That's all right. We need more labourers. And you're a Melbourne supporter.
Yeah, on the D's, buddy.
Here we go. So, Sammy, you're Sammy. Paul, you're
Paulie.
Paul. Five questions. Here we go. Jump in when you think you know.
Scream it out.
Which member of the Rush Hour team, now known as District or simply Red, dyed his hair?
Paul.
Yes.
JB.
I'll give you that, Paulie, even though it is the stupidest. And what it is, by the way, is marginalising people with red hair. So suck him. When you get a complaint, isn't it, Sammy?
Sammy.
Poor Carrot Tops.
That's it. Poor Carrot Tops. Are you ready? When you get a complaint, suck him.
Yeah, right, Sammy. 1-0, Paul.
All right, buddy.
Question two.
Yes.
Which movie won Best Picture at the Oscars this week?
Paul.
Oppenheimer.
Sammy.
Oh, a bit slow there,
Sammy. Oh, you're too quick.
Bit right. Slow, Oppenheimer.
There's Oppenheimer.
Oh, he liked a bit of Oppenheimer. He did. Question three. Oh, no, Pink was the...
I'm past that one.
Pink rounded out a Melbourne concert at Marvel Stadium last night. Mm-hmm. Gee, she's been great. Well
awesome.
Done. Yes. So we've got a bit of Pink music here. And you're going to come in. Sammy, do you know Pink songs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Yep. So you got to sing nice and loud and get right into it. We'll play the first bit, then you come in with the chorus.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm coming up, so you better get the Grand Prix started.
Yes, Sammy. Good work from
Not
you.
Not bad, Sammy.
All right.
Not bad.
Righto, Paulie.
Down the Cremorne.
Yeah, all right, shut up for a minute. righto, Paulie, here we go. I can go for miles if you know what I
mean. I'm coming home tonight. Sammy, stop and take a breath.
Trash and Sammy mid-song.
Oh, no, mate, they're into each other.
Yep.
Coming up, so you better get this party started.
Yeah, all right, Sammy, I love the improv in the middle of
exactly.
it. So Sammy gets one.
Thank you,
score.
Right, 2-1.
2-1.
Paulie.
Righto, question four. Brody Grundy got stung by what animal during his pre-game swim in the ocean last Thursday?
Paul? Blue-ringed octopus.
No.
Sammy?
Was it an octopus? It wasn't a...
Oh. No.
The blue's in it.
Pardon?
The colour blue is in the animal. Well, I don't think it actually is an animal.
Blue
what?
Bottle.
Blue. Oh.
Blue bottle something.
Blue bottle.
There we are.
Yeah, blue bottle.
All right, now she's a ring-a-ding.
Two all.
Now we've got two all.
Blue bottle. Blue jellyfish. Bottle. It all bit right. him in the ear. Shut up. Bit him in the ear.
Mate. It didn't bite him.
Stung him, you idiot. Let all it out.
Stung him. Shut me up.
She's still going. Oh, here's one. Nearest to the pin.
All right.
Nearest to the pin. How much will a 4-20 pie set you back at the footy this season? Nearest the pin. A pie at the footy.
A pie at the footy.
Oh, I've got an echo.
Paulie.
720.
720, right. You say, righto, Sammy?
All right, I'll go $6.
Sammy! $6.20, a meat pie.
Sammy!
Will cost us.
Oh my God!
You've won, Sammy!
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it. Oh.
JB and Billy have had a relaxing start to the day.
I like a sleep in Sunday morning.
A lie in Sunday, Jim.
Now it's time for reflection.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it. Oh.
This is the best stuff from Triple M's Rush Hour this week.
It doesn't get any better.
No, Jim.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good.
On Triple M.
Fat, you know there's been a lot of reptiles in footy over the journey, yep. But I don't think we've ever spoken to an actual reptile.
There's a first time for everything, Jimmy boy. Ah, the lizard, Nick Blakey, will join us very shortly.
It took you to read all that to work that out, didn't it?
It did. That's not here, Jim.
Topics Brayshaw gets a run this hour, and we have a massive idiot file from you.
But up next, we talk to one of the heroes from Australia's second test win over New Zealand, Alex Carey.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session will be back soon. And to get JB and Billy whenever you want, download the listener app and add the show to your favourites.
I feel good!
Our next guest helped get us over the line in the second test against New Zealand.
Australia sweep New Zealand 2-0 in the series. That is some performance. Alex Carey, take a bow.
And nobody's a bigger fan than us.
Jam it up! The collective dots of all the clowns that said he shouldn't be playing. The man is a superstar.
Yes.
That's what he is.
Spot
and
on.
He won a test match for his country.
He did.
So all of those doubting tool bags can shut the you-know-what up.
Please welcome Alex Carey.
He's with us from Queenstown, if you don't mind, Fat.
Nice.
I know he loves the show. He might have been listening when I just gave a few a broadside, Kezzer. I can't have dead, you know what,
Beats.
Start trying to pick people off.
JB, I love chatting to you, mate. I appreciate the support. And it's great to chat to you fellas live from Queenstown.
Oh, what a cracking joint. We'll get to that, by the way. But, mate, you played beautifully. I loved how calm you were at the crease. You, well, for a start, put the sweep shot away and made sure that you played to your strengths against the spinner, and then when the ball was there to take on with the quicks, you did that too. You must have felt really good at the crease.
Yeah, I did. I don't know if calm's the right word. I was pretty intense and focused out there in the middle. And, there was an opportunity, I guess, for a couple of guys to stand up in a difficult situation. And I thought Mitchell Marsh, the amazing 18 months that he's having to play with the freedom in those circumstances really sort of relaxed me out there. And it was a nice partnership and something we'll remember for a long time.
Oh, it was beautiful, Kez. Don't worry about that. Man of the match, 98 not out, 10 catches for the game. Postman Pat, of course. Did he know that you were on 98? He reckons he didn't know that. Is that true?
I reckon it's bullshit, to be honest.
I reckon too. Come on, Pat.
To be honest, both of us just out there were just doing our business, really, and there wasn't too many words spoken. Paddy come out, he kept the scoreboard going, and on the big screen, it had two runs to win, and that's all I was worried about. I was actually pretty excited. I didn't want to get on the on strike again. I would have done something stupid, I reckon.
Well, it's interesting, Kez, because I've played with a few blokes, Greg Blewett, where if that was the situation, he'd be walking down and saying, I'm on 98, you just survive this ball,
let you know.
And you let me, A, hit the winning runs, and B, get my 100.
Yeah, JB, you know Bluey and I are different characters. no doubt he would have been playing. There's no I in team, but there's me and Bluey, I reckon. So
I like it. Of course there is. No doubting any of that. But I wanna be serious just for a second. The Australian team have won 6 of the 7 tests in this block, of course, starting back against Pakistan in December. But a few of those wins, Kez, have taken special individual performances from players, which I'm not sure is sustainable going into a five-test series against India and then a five-test series against England. Is that discussed by Ronnie and Cummo? Are they saying, look, we're getting out of the fire because of innings like yours, but we've got to actually collectively play better?
Yeah, it would be. Look, I guess you want to go out there and play the perfect game every time, and when you get in front, you want to keep that momentum. And through the summer, we let teams back in, and I guess through the skill of individuals, we were able to get out of difficult situations, as you mentioned. But we've got 9 months off. It's been a pretty crazy 18 months for this team. And I guess, we look at the bright side of it is that, guys have now put their hand up, won games for Australia. The confidence is there, but as a collective, there's opportunities to be better. And I guess when you say, you've won 6 out of 7 and you can be a lot better, then it's pretty exciting for this group.
Hey, tell us about Queenstown. It's a lovely spot down there. I went there and did the jet boats gym and then a bit of bungee jumping. Which I was a bit worried. Fat wasn't going to bounce back up.
Bring the bridge down.
A bit of skiing. It's a lovely joint, Kez.
No, it's beautiful. And I guess, fortunate enough to finish a test match over here and had the family come over. And now with a bit of time off, we thought we'll get away for a week or so. And it's a beautiful place. We did those jet boats this morning and, that was a lot of fun. A little bit scary, but there's so much to do here, so it's great running around.
Hey, mate, congratulations. Brilliant way to finish the test match summer. Great winning by the boys.
Yeah, well done.
Enjoy a few months off cooling your jets.
No, always love talking to you fellas, and we'll catch up in Adelaide.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I might do a segment reading the paper.
We need to get the family involved.
Yes.
1-3-5-3, time to hear from them because we've got some unbelievable prizes. This happened in the off-season.
Right.
We were at home. I don't know why this came up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and I were watching the television. And up came, for some reason, a photo of the Triple M was on the screen for whatever reason on the telly.
Oh.
And up came an image of Dangerous Dave.
Oh, no, Jim. You shouldn't be telling this. He's listening.
My beautiful better half said to me, "Is that Dangerous Dave? That bloke, that bald bloke with a bad teeth." He said, "I thought he looked like Dave Grohl." She said, "I had in my head that he had a goatee and the long black ponytail, leather pants. I had this rock star
leather
in
pants. Nothing like it."
Dangerous Dave. She said, "Is that honestly him?"
Oh,
I said,
"Come on,
I can't let you. I can't let him down any more gently. That's dangerous. That's why we call him Least Dangerous Dave, because there's no less dangerous man."
Because don't a lot of the singers and bands come in and they hear his name, Dangerous Dave, and then he shows up and they go, "Oh, Christ.
My head like an arse chair."
Is he still there?
He's not here, Dave. He's gone home. Hands!
Hands!
Hands! 1-3-3-5-3.
Yes. What is it?
Who did you see and you couldn't believe how different they looked from what you'd imagined, what you had in your head?
Shit, it's a long
Lee
one.
Lee thought it was Dave Grohl.
Just chop
he
it up.
He thought he was a rock star. Brendan joins us first.
What are you trying to say? Very good he was.
All right, Brendo. Who couldn't you believe when you finally got to see him what they looked like?
Scotty Owen, when I was at Big Red Bash in 2019, he was in the crowd and he walked past me and said, "You know, get a selfie with you." Yeah. So my wife was spewing because she just left midnight all around. She just left to go back to the caravan about 2 minutes beforehand. She loves him.
The living end.
Living end.
And he's such a little fella.
Is he?
That bass that he plays must be smaller than a normal one.
Oh. He often does the standing bass, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking.
I'm sure that's not the proper name for it, standing bass.
Well, you're
the double bass.
So.
All right. So there, Brenda. I like that. Alistair joins us.
From
he's out there.
Currumburra.
Who is it with you when you finally got to see him? You couldn't believe it.
When I was in high school, I went to play at the
Parliament House in Melbourne and bumped into Jeff Kennett. And I'd always seen him on TV and I couldn't believe how big his hair was.
Like it Trump. Is big.
Like Trumpy.
Yep.
Yep.
It's high, yeah. Isn't it? When he turns it back, yeah. he's got height.
I saw him absolutely last week.
What about the voice?
Hello. Say good day to James.
Yeah. He's quality, Jeff.
Hey, good bloke. Good bloke.
You cannot help but like him. No. Jane in Frankston. Hello, Jane.
Janie.
Yeah, hi.
Who
How
was
are
it
you?
With you?
Good, Janie.
Good. Richard Clapton.
Ooh, we
Girls
liked.
Girls on the Avenue.
Yes.
Mm. I thought, he sounds so sexy. Then I saw him in a film clip and I thought, oh, no.
Oh, no what?
His hair was everywhere. Oh. He wasn't good looking. Oh.
Stay on the line. That's cool. Yeah. Maddie in Aintree. Where's that, Maddie?
Aintree.
Rockbank, fellas.
Werribee out there.
That's right, isn't
Thanks,
it?
Bill.
Closer than Melton, Bill.
They got a good golf course.
I reckon it's Melton way, Bill.
They got a good golf course.
All right. Yeah. When you saw this person, you couldn't believe what they actually looked like. Who was it?
NRL commentator Dan Ganane.
Oh, our man.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah. He beautiful voice, but I always pictured him as a middle-aged 60-year-old, maybe a bit of a Ray Warren type bloke, but yeah. He's a lot younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And what
right.
else would what else disappointed you?
What else?
He's a good bloke. I love his commentary.
I'm hoping that he was going to say, because then we'd turn it around in the summer.
Yes.
Play it when we... He's one of the greats.
He's going all right, isn't he?
No, he's superb. Mm. He's quality. All right, stay there like that. William in...
Jeez, where are these joints?
Where's Wanalta?
William.
G'day.
Where's Wanalta?
Near Colburn Oven.
Where's that?
Oh, Toot Morgan country.
Yeah.
William.
Yes.
I want to ask you this question. Who, when you actually saw them, couldn't you believe how bad they looked?
That's not the Bill Brownless. I thought he would be a lot skinnier than he is.
You thought I'd be a lot skinnier?
Yeah, playing footy and in the three premierships.
No. Got the wrong bloke. But then, when did you see me last?
Oh, probably... I've never seen you in person, but I'll search up on the school laptop.
The school laptop. And I looked a bit fat, didn't I, Will?
I'll tell you what, William.
I pictured you different.
You'd be disappointed if you saw him now.
Oh. No, I've dropped off.
Dropped off.
You have dropped
off.
No, you have dropped off. No, that's true.
And so has William, thank God.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need to distance my brand from your brand.
Your brand.
Seriously. Yep.
Got it off to Blakey on the left. Open goal square. Nick Blakey goes bang!
Here's the lizard through the middle. Blakey.
Oh,
he slithered his way. He's got those eyes that sort of dart either side of his head.
Big moment. Blakey to put the Swans back in front. Snaps it from 45. Blakey. Big fist bump. Roundhouse on the left.
Oh, out of the blocks with a bang. Best. The Swans and the Lizard.
Well, he was unbelievable, the Lizard. Best player round zero. Well done to you, Nick.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well, you just have to look at metres gained, Bill, which is one of the key statistics in modern football. Yep. N. Blakey always up near the top.
Yep.
Is that what Horse says to you? I want you at the top of that every time you play, Lizard?
No, not necessarily, but... I mean, half the time I get the ball, I don't know what I'm doing myself, so I just take off and a few metres gained is nice.
I wanted to know that because you take off and you're away and they can't grab you. They try and get you on the shoulders and it just drops off there. Good, you haven't got any.
I'll go early with that joke.
No, no. Then he runs through the...
You were waiting for that one, weren't you, Bill?
No, I wasn't, mate. You know we love you. But then you run through the middle and your eyes are darting. You're going, shit, where am I going to go now? What am I going to do?
Yeah, I know. Well, I've got to make it up pretty quick. I don't know what I'm doing half the time, so hopefully it works out all right.
What about Brody Grundy, who was up against his old side and got bitten or stung by a starfish?
Or a blue bottle.
Blue bottle.
Starfish. They can't sting you,
they do. They jump up. In history.
They jump up and bite you. They do the starfish. Anyway, and then he's come out and played one of his great games.
Yeah, I think, I've been seeing a lot of that from Grunts ever since he got to the club, and he hasn't had much opportunity over the last few years at his respective clubs. But he's come in here, and he's been back to his best in our opinion, and he was unbelievable on the weekend. And You know, he's a really important part to our midfield with a few, you know, big boys down at the moment. He's crucial.
Now, we need to get to the bottom of a couple of units. We always like doing this. Oh, yeah.
Justin is one of them.
A couple of boys.
McInerney. McInerney, he's not right.
Loose. Loose.
Yes. On Juzzy.
Yeah, yep. Juzzy.
What do you want to know?
Just the loosest thing he's done in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think I'll get kicked off radio, if I tell you.
Dane Rampy, like, this is a man's been around forever. We don't know anything about him. Tell us about the ramp.
Oh, God. Probably the less you know, the better with ramps. He's a bit of a random cat. He never wears shoes. That's one for you. Always walking around barefoot. Oh. Don't tell Horso, because if he steps on someone, I'll get in trouble.
Ollie Florent, who's a good-looking man, and you went to Denmark with over Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, I did. We went and travelled to Europe in the off-season, so that was good.
Likes the selfies?
A beauty and the beast. Hello?
Yeah. selfies.
Selfies. No, Jim. How's your Danish, Nick?
How's my what?
Your Danish.
God, I'm... can barely speak English, so you can imagine that wouldn't be very good.
What was it like, Denmark, all right?
Yeah, it was great. Went to Copenhagen. It's bloody expensive.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful country. There's no rubbish. You know, it's just so clean and, yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Apart from it breaking the wallet, it was nice.
How's the old boy going?
Johnny boy?
Yeah, he's good. He's obviously finished up with footy now, so he was up here on the weekend, and I think he's loving a bit of spare time, and you know, he's looking forward to watch me play a bit more this year, so that'll be nice. That's
good. Hopefully he gets a bit fatter and puts on a bit of weight and gets on the frothies.
Well, he doesn't stop freaking running.
I know. It's the fittest 57-year-old you've ever seen, Jim.
Yeah, it is.
Good body.
Great man.
Yeah.
Great man. Hey, good luck, mate. Always great to watch you playing great footy, mate. Well done. Good start to the season, and can't wait to see you on the weekend.
Thanks, boys. Always good to chat. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, mate. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Do you know someone dopier than Jim?
All right, now, Fat.
What?
I'm worried about you today because you've been at a lunch.
Yes, but I very well behaved.
I was very worried about you when Smithy came in the other day because you'd been at a lunch.
Smithy, yes.
And Fat.
Yes.
It's March.
No, it's not.
You normally don't head into lunch territory until sort of September.
A lot of golf days are on at the minute.
Taking your attention. That's so it. What's coming out of the speakers for people is, not good. Okay. Not good. And what we've got here is Matty's been hard at work in the booth.
Has he?
Matty Haywood, the legend. Mm-hmm. He has got, how long is this one running, Bartholomew?
4 minutes and 45 seconds, JB. Right.
There's a 7.5-minute version on the podcast.
Jim.
And we're going to run a good example of it right here, Rabbits.
No.
I tell you what, I was told by more than one. In fact, I was at a thing last week where three or four young Nipsies came up to me and said, "You think Bill's bad when you're there? When you go, he's worse."
No, is that the true? The shortest of shorten idiot foals ever.
Here we go. They're just an example, Rabbits.
Well, what about the games were quite good? The Sea Eagles 36 defeated the Rabbitohs 24. Roosters...
Up next, so $10,000.
Ring now, 133353, if you want to win $10,000 in Jersey Cash.
Guernsey Cash is coming up after 5.
Now. Hey, ask Pang about his nickname, the Orchid.
All right, okay.
Get him to explain the Orchid too.
That's a good
spell
question
for
Orchid.
A W K W A R. Not awkward, as in that was awkward. Orchid, as in the plant.
All right.
What's an orchid?
What's a plant?
We got a new leaf, a new quiz, a new build, everything. It's going to be magnificent.
A
new audio thing at the start. What's that called, Leroy?
An opener?
Opener. Leroy, say it.
I would have been a little bit more concerned for one staff member that was over there other than the players.
What,
Alan Langer.
Oh, Alan.
great Alfie.
I saw him up at the Magic Millions.
Oh, no.
At that, where was I? Northbridge there or somewhere?
Yeah.
That's Perth. Where was
Northbridge.
I?
Northbridge. No, that's in Perth. That's not on the Gold Coast, Bill.
Broadmeadows.
Broad Beach.
AFL. Brody Holland, Brody Grundy was very good last night. Great win by Sydney. Now, Jim, you're
Brody
up there.
Brody Holland.
Tell you what, and has he dragged a few to his birthday party?
Oh, yes.
Jerry Ryan organised it. The Jayco Man and Mitchell and Wines. He's a star, Jerry. We
Mitchell,
like Jerry.
Mitchell and
Mitchelton.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And Leon Wingard. That's him. Good man.
Wingard. Leon Wingard, he's called him.
Wingard.
Do you plan to get anyone's name right, Fat?
It's got a funny little bit there, Limo. Actually, it's not bad. Then big, hot, red Rhonda.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Big, red, hot Rhonda.
That'd be better, yeah.
She comes out.
Big, hot, red Rhonda.
The Peepers Caller. Of course, Barry Denner, the People's Caller.
People's Caller.
The People's Caller on Triple
he's
M.
Not,
the
what is wrong
caller,
with you?
Bill. He's not
he's
the People's Caller. Caller.
No,
he's the People's Caller.
People's Caller.
Of course Barry he Denner. Is. We love him.
Got his eye in.
Oh, and then, of is course, he? Got ahead of himself, Jim. And normally things come or go worse from there. In the other game, Wildcats taking on the Jack Jumpers. Perth won over there. Yes, they did, Bill. And then had to go to
Tassie. Talking to himself in the rappy.
What about Brody Grundy, who was up against his old side last week, up against his old side this week, and got bitten or stung by a starfish?
Or a blue bottle.
Blue bottle.
Starfish.
Starfish.
They can't sting you,
they do. They jump up. In history.
They jump up and bite you. They do the starfish. Paddy Mills has been let go by the Atlantic Hawks.
Just go again with that.
Paddy Mills has been let go by the Atlantic Hawks.
By the who?
Atlantic.
I'm not an NBA fan, and even I know they're not.
They're called the Hawks over there, Jim.
Yes, the Atlanta.
Atlanta Hawks.
Atlantic. It's all in the various area. let go by the Atlanta Hawks.
What's the bearded Leroy pumping his bloody arm up for?
He's a Tassie.
Is he a Jack Jumper?
He's a Jack Jumper.
What the hell's wrong with him?
He looks like a Jack Jumper.
He does. Looks like he's just come out of chopping some bloody
wood.
Trees down.
What do they call those blokes? That's
wood chopper.
Wood chopper, yes. That's it.
What are the blokes who chop wood called?
The Hawks have got a lot of injuries, so good luck to Jackie Ginnivan. He's in.
Yes.
Marbio Choi.
Yeah, Chol.
Nick Watson, the Wizard.
The Wiz.
Big raps on him.
Yes, little man.
Yes. And D'Ambrio. How do you say his name?
Massimo.
D'Ambrose. D-O. Anyways.
Rossio.
Can't wait for that tomorrow night. What about Howie spoke to Ryan?
Saturday night.
Even.
Yep. Howie, thank you. Howie.
Oh, no. He's lost his radar.
Howie spoke to Ryan Pappenhausen.
Rowie.
Oh, Howie's.
Where's Fat at?
Where is Fat at?
Oh, Fat's at.
It's done.
Poor old Howie.
Already.
It's a very good podcast, too, that.
God.
It's very, very good. And Ryan had a lot to say on that, so make sure you listen to that one.
How often, Rabbits, does he finish the idiot file with something to start the next one?
I think
it's
every
actually
time.
Amazing. Yeah. Yep, every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
Every time.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tick virtually no boxes.
Thanks, I'll untick them.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Of all the jokes Billy Brownless told this week...
This better be good.
This was certainly one of them.
All right, have you got something funny?
On Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session, this is Billy's joke.
I recently joined a nudist colony.
Oh, and?
The first few days were the hardest.
Oh, no.
Like one of those circus marquees. Look at me when I talk to you.
I think that's now double figures.
No, it's
for that one. I think you've told it that many times, you're into double figures. But.
But.
Still funny.
Leroy?
Yes.
Yes, Leroy.
It's a banker.
It's a banker. We needed it after yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking at? Look at me.
First 2 days are the hardest.
Like one of those big circus marquees.
I know, nothing like that.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You must produce better radio.
And even though they're going, you can still take them with you wherever you go. Download the Listener app and add JB and Billy to your favourites. I feel good.